The Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Now, I hope you guys will give me a little grace. I haven't written a sermon in a couple of years, so it might be okay. We'll see how it goes. Doubt, fear, and uncertainty. These are all the feelings I believe the disciples were probably feeling after Jesus was crucified, died, and then was resurrected. They are also feelings that we can have in our daily lives. I don't know about you, but I've had my fair share of doubt and uncertainty throughout my life. One of the most recent times was when I started the process of starting seminary. Growing up, going to church with parents that were super active in that church led many people to ask one question: "Do you think you want to be a pastor when you grow up?" Now, for a long time, this question had bothered me. Sure, I enjoyed going to church, getting to see kids my age at Bible camp, and learning more about my own faith. But I didn't think being a pastor was what I wanted to be when I grew up. As I got older, that question didn't ever stop as I entered college and got involved with campus ministry. It most likely tripled when I interned at a couple of local churches through a vocational internship program. Whenever I was asked that fateful question, I would smile politely and say, "No, I don't think I'm going to become a pastor. I'm just here to learn about what it looks like to work in a church. I don't think that is what my call is in life." But behind that polite smile was my mind going a million miles per minute. What if you're wrong? Are you going to college for the right vocation? Would I be smart enough to get into seminary? Would I feel a sense of imposter syndrome if I did get in? Years passed, and those questions would sometimes make their way back into my thoughts. And they surfaced more than ever when I finally made the decision to give seminary a try. Doubt and fear had held me back. It had me locking and hiding behind my metaphorical doors by ignoring the call into action. staying where it felt most safe for fear of what could happen. But as we find out in today's gospel, Jesus is going to come through those doors, no matter what, and tell us, "Peace be with you," as many times as we need to hear it. Now, since we are in the Easter season, it can feel like there is little room for all of those doubts, fears, and pain. The natural thing to do when we are feeling anxious or threatened is to hunker down and lock the doors, to become focused on our own security rather than whatever you are being called towards. Locking the door is exactly what the disciples are doing when Jesus appears to them. But he doesn't come to reprimand them or confront them. He comes to grant them peace and to bless them. So later, when they tell Thomas that they saw Jesus, he obviously doubts them, the disciples, not Jesus. He doubts the disciples and wants to see Jesus for himself. Now, I personally think that Thomas gets a bad rap, as he's been given the name Doubting Thomas. I don't think he deserves this nickname. All Thomas is asking for is nothing more than to see what the other disciples saw. We all see and experience Jesus in different ways, and no one person's journey to believing in Christ or a person's call is going to be the same. Take, for example, some of my seminary classmates' journeys. One of my classmates always knew that he wanted to be a pastor, so he went right from college into seminary and is working through a collaborative learning site, working with a church and attending classes at the same time. There are also people like Kathleen. She is a second career student, so for part of her life, she was in the military, jumping out of planes, testing parachutes to make sure they opened. Yes, this was part of what she did. Then she went on to work in the food and cooking industry. She did all of this before she felt the call to seminary to work as a pastor. My point being is that we all have different journeys and different ways of believing in God. And for some people, it takes more time, and that's okay. Jesus has patience and grace for all of us. He showed mercy and forgiveness when appearing to the disciples a second time, just for Thomas, who needed that personal encounter with Jesus. And even though Thomas said that he would not believe, Jesus was back until he saw him. Thomas says one of the biggest statements of trust in relationship, "My Lord and my God." Doubt is not the opposite of faith. It is often the doorway to a deeper faith. We go from doubt to declaration, to believe in this God that we are always invited to have faith in. Because, siblings in Christ, while doubt may be a part of our journey, it is not the final destination. Not for me, not for you, not for anyone in this world that feels those fears in our world today. While I may still have those fears and doubts, I know that Jesus is going to be there for me and for you, and grant us peace when we start to lock our doors to him. So, here's to doubt. Here's to being curious, courageous, and caring enough to pursue and explore and fathom what we believe. Amen.